you snow. Welcome to episode 10 of the Princess Podcast. As always, your host, Big Prince, with my main man,
Steve Brown.
Hey, said your last name for once.
I did. I had you. Oh, yeah. Hey, we got dipshit snow here.
Jealousy.
He's laying out. But you know what the cool thing is? He has his fiance here, which is way cooler. Yeah, I'd much rather hang out with her.
I agree with all of that stuff.
And then apparently Megan wanted to hang out again.
Hey!
Yeah, so Megan wanted to hang out because she had so much fun last time. So here we are, guys. Episode 10. God, we got so much to talk about. We're going to flip it up a little bit. We're going to do some changes. We're going to do some things. But God, the NFL continues to amaze. And Steve, I just want to start off by talking about, and I know that we spent a lot of time talking about this last week, but how terrible is the fucking officiating, and how much longer are we going to deal with this?
You watch the Monday Night Football game?
Oh my God.
Fire them all.
What the fuck are we doing? And how much longer are they going to let this happen?
The question is, like, how are you going to capitalize on seeing this terrible shit? You've seen that as the NFL. You know what I mean? Like, what do you do?
They have to reprimand and or upgrade the officiating.
They're going to have to, dude.
Because this shit is terrible. It is absolutely terrible.
You know how long it takes to watch these games now? It takes...
It's like the Lord of the Rings.
4 or 5 hours.
At least the first two ones.
And I would love it if they were like triple overtime games. Because that shit's exciting.
Yeah.
This is like, we're still in the fourth quarter.
Play flag.
Some nonsense.
Play flag review.
And there's also the late afternoon game already going.
Right.
And they're already halfway to the first quarter.
And the bullshit NFL contracts don't allow you to watch the late games that have already started until the early games are over because of TV rights or whatever. So if you're an actual San Diego Oakland fan, this last Sunday, perfect example.
LA Raiders and or Los Angeles Chargers,
however you want to put it, right? They were like a minute in the second half. The Raiders were up like 30, and no one's seen a minute of it.
No.
Because the Colts wanted to go, the Colts Saints game wanted to go as long as it did.
Yeah.
The officiating is literally out of control.
Yep.
And I don't know how we fix it. We gotta write. You have to write an official, like write our Senate. Like, I don't know.
You gotta have a head referee that's not on the field up there that has control over everything else. But when it comes back to the instant replay, they've gotta have control over what that guy. You can't have the guy in a white hat control at all. The head referee on the field, there should be an overlord over everybody.
Yeah.
The eye in the sky.
They're gonna have to do something. And the rules committee's gonna look at this. They're gonna have to, right? Yeah. I mean, they make changes on a regular basis. But last night's game was kind of ridiculous. And I picked the Cardinals, so I'm glad they won.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily know if the Cardinals deserve it. It's something I heard today, and I'm not even gonna plug who it was because I don't remember it. And that's fine. But it was like, if you want parity in the NFL, which clearly the NFL is all about parity.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Right? It's not the same three teams like Major League Baseball or the NBA, whatever, right? Everything about the NFL is parity, right?
Yeah.
You can't have a game called like they did last night that seems like the Ravens have gotten robbed. The Ravens are now 1-6. And they were in every single game up until the last minute of all of them.
The last few years have been. There's always a game for 6 that we can be like, yeah, that probably should have gone the way it did.
You know what I mean? This year, it's like every game that they've eaten or the Ravens have been in.
Every game should have an asterisk. It's ridiculous.
Should have wins.
Yeah.
I think Baltimore
should have won that game last night. Just given the way the Cardinals played and everything with the officiating.
Okay, so is the NFL telling the officials to take a little bit of time?
No.
Just so they can actually use that time to put more advertising up.
No, what I think is actually happening is the NFL has loosened their standards about who can be official. And I think that the quality
this is why it's okay for you to be an official.
I should be a goddamn official because of this. Right?
Refereeing for dummies. Think about it.
It's that bad.
Start with a peewee league and then work your way up.
Like, all the big name referees that we always hear about, right? They're all doing commentating now. Because they're like, you know what? Fuck this. We're not going to be held accountable based on whatever the NFL is telling us to do.
What you want CBS to do is ask Mike Carey, why'd you get out of officiating instead of actually calling a play on the field?
No, what I want is Mike Carey to be a part of the hiring process for the next officials.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Because, or something.
Training.
Right?
Not hiring. Who gives a shit about hiring?
Just train them. Yeah. Fuck, train me. Right? I mean, that's where we're at. We're at a point where, fuck, we're 2 weeks in a row talking about some shit, about the officiating, and not actual games.
You're fucking drunk on the field. That's a Jay Cutler touchdown.
Nah, fuck, yeah. You know what, though?
It's a catch. It's a catch.
Steve, it probably would have been a catch.
He had two fingers on the ball. It counts.
You don't know what a catch is? Do you know what a catch is?
I still don't
apparently
know what a catch
no.
is.
No.
Megan,
no
do you know what a catch is?
No.
Beth, do you know what a catch is?
I would have thought so, but apparently not.
Nope, she doesn't even know.
Nobody knows what a catch is.
She's speaking for Snow, so we have to ask Snow. So,
the ball and having 2 feet on the ground.
That used to be.
I'm assuming that's what it is.
That used to be.
But if I assume, then I make an ass out of you and me. So.
Exactly. So we're done with this. Yeah, obviously the NFL, or I'm sorry, not the NFL.
Officiating in the NFL.
Continues to be terrible. It continues to be terrible. And
I'm still kind of thinking, though, like, if you think about, like, the people that don't have the Sunday NFL ticket and Brett Barnes watching 19 games. So the one game that we get in Indianapolis is the Colts game on certain Sundays.
Yeah.
You drag that game out. Don't you give those advertisers more time to get in?
I would hope enough.
I mean, I would hope. I would hope that the game remain clean and not have to deal with that with the NFL.
I agree with what you're saying. But I would hope that the NFL at this point, $10 billion industry, doesn't need the extra couple of advertising. We need a couple extra advertising dollars. I don't think the NFL does. And I would hope that that's not the case. But what I really do think that it comes down to is poor officiating. More than anything else. And that's individual.
If you're Caesar Goodell,
yep.
Isn't your job to make the NFL money and make it more money?
It is. It's absolutely his job. But as Caesar is terrible as he is,
you saw what happened to Caesar.
He's actually calling down to say, "Hey, dipshit."
No, but what if he's actually losing? Like, hey, when you guys have a review to call, take the amount of time it is, so we can break the commercial. So the games are longer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I hope that's not the case.
Even if it's obvious, like right off the bat, you can just look at it and see it. Yeah, I know. We're going to wait fucking 2 minutes. I'm going to sit here and talk to somebody that I don't talk to all day long.
Yeah.
Like, up in the booth or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
no, you're right. And I think that that could be the case. But I want to have enough faith in the fact that we even exist. Which is the NFL. Like,
I hope
our podcast only exists because the NFL. And I don't want to sit here and be like, you know what? It's just we're not FIFA, right? We're not that corrupt
yet. Oh no.
I just hope that it's not intentional, and that we just have some shitty fucking officiating because they don't know anything.
Yeah,
they'll probably. But it's getting annoying every single week.
Breaking news. Derrick Rose just tore his ACL. Oh, wait, he just sat on the bench.
He might as well. Nice haircut, Terry. You know who also has a really good haircut? Tom Brady. Nah, I know you guys love this.
Is that your man crush now? No.
Fuck Tom Brady. But, no, except for my fans.
You know who doesn't have a great haircut? Dipshit.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Dipshit,
yeah.
Are you talking about? You again?
No. Ernie. Oh, you're hashtag Ernie. Hashtag Ernie.
You just mad I still have hair.
It's a fading hope.
I still have hair.
I can have hair. It's thicker than what you got.
It doesn't matter.
No, just let it go.
Black don't crack. I still make this shit look good.
Just let it go. Let it go.
It's all right.
It's not
not worth holding on to.
Okay, anyway, moving on.
I'm sorry. So Tom Brady.
Thomas Patrick Edward Brady Jr.
The fact that he knows that is...
Know your enemy.
You know what his name is?
Know your enemy.
Ernest Norton Edward. No, it's not Edward.
Do we just want to post my address, too, while we're at it?
Ernest.
Number four.
Ernest.
Number four.
It's like grade school all over again. Move on, assholes.
Hey, you had a full name.
Hey, we're going to talk about Ernie's.
Don't worry, I can cut all this later.
But I did bring up Tom Brady for a reason. He was asked how much longer you want to play. And he legitimately came out and said, I want to play for another 10 years.
I have no arguments because I think he could.
I think you're both fucking crazy. Megan's shaking her head because she's not actually saying anything.
I mean, he doesn't have like an injury like Peyton does with his neck. Why couldn't he?
With the line that he has, he probably could.
It's something about football. Because Tom Brady doesn't get hit.
Ever.
In the games he does get hit, it's not like it's a fucking...
Here's my problem with all of this. Good. Good for you. You're right. Never got hurt. He got hurt that 1 year. We tweeted about Matt Castle.
He got a leg injury.
Right.
Not a big deal. He doesn't run.
He doesn't. And you're right. Good line. All that. Awesome. Right? At some point, Father Time is going to stretch up. Father Time always wins.
Special
and this may be a...
That doesn't mean anything.
No, it does.
Steve, this is...
No.
Right, that's not like a paid man.
In your mind, I will give you the same... What I'm getting at is here. If Michael Jordan could play basketball today... He would.
At 32 years old, Edison Grant is making his first...
If he could. Yes.
But
he
that's
would.
A much more...
Steve, that's what I'm saying.
Cardio.
We discussed his career.
Agreed, but at some point, his body just gave out.
That shoulder? You could not throw the ball occasionally like that without a...
Tom Brady is going to give out, but that's not even... I don't even care. Like, the point of me bringing this up is not whether he can afford to play for 10 years or whether he's physically capable. My point is how long do the Patriots... Keep Tom Brady.
They gave up Richard Seymour and everybody else before their...
Seymour, Wilfork, Branch.
They keep him
Teddy Bruce
as long as he is good. That's all there is to it.
I disagree with that, though, because Seymour got traded before he was done.
For a fourth round pick.
Before he was done. Wilfork's still playing. Houston, I think. Right? So,
he's playing for Houston.
Playing for Houston.
Wilfork or Food, I know where my guys play.
So he's playing, right? These guys are still in the league.
They're still in the league, but they're not playing up to the Patriot way.
Exactly. So, and you're proving my point.
But no.
So, when the Patriot way doesn't mix with Tom Brady, do they cut him? Do they let him go? That's your golden shot.
I don't think that he can really play for 10 years. I'll give him another 5. Well, I'll absolutely give him another 5.
40,
I give him 3 to 5.
The three to 5. Reason, I mean, physical conditioning alone. You play for the Patriots, you're one of the top players in the NFL. Of course, you're going to have the best doctors and everybody else helping you out, no matter what. Why wouldn't you? Peyton has a neck injury, going downhill.
Peyton,
you know that.
We're not comparing to Peyton. Who's the oldest quarterback to ever play?
I think that's what he
wants.
When he finishes, it looks like he flies all over the place.
Older than Joe Montana.
He's 39. Are you talking about Peyton? He's 39 right now.
I know he is. And Brady's 38.
Warren Moon played for like 42.
I think 42 is the longest as a starter. Because Hasselbeck's already hit. Like, Hasselbeck's going to be on...
Yeah, he's 42.
He'll be like 45 and still be a backup. He's a starting quarterback. Quarterback, I think Warren Moon... You don't was then at 42. I don't even think Barb got to 42. I don't think he did.
Right.
So here's the question. If the Patriots do let him go, is he going to do a Barb and bounce around from team to team? Or will he just retire?
If he thinks he can still play. I don't think he... If he thinks that he can still play, and the Patriots think maybe he can't play, I think he's done. He'll retire.
I don't think he will.
He's not going to play for anybody else.
I disagree with that entirely.
He's not playing for anybody
else. He's so cocky.
He is such a cocky individual.
Is this worth a shot? Like, I don't know. Worth a shot.
We're gonna wait like 5 years.
Five years better than
45. Okay, and
I honestly, man, I think he's that cocky as an individual. I mean, you fucking guys hate him. Why do you guys hate him? Because he's good. He beats the Colts.
I don't hate the guy.
I hate his attitude towards it. I just don't like him.
So okay, all right. So his attitude.
Yeah.
I just know his attitude. You're gonna tell me that this motherfucker thinks he can play for another 10 years, the Patriots say, nah, bro, you're done at 4. And he, in his head, thinks he's going to play for another 6. He ain't going somewhere else.
Okay.
Joe Montana went somewhere else. Anyone hate Joe? Go to San Francisco. Does anyone hate Joe Montana?
If he got a very serious injury, like Joe Montana did, if he got a very serious injury, and then all of a sudden Jimmy Garoppolo decided to come
off. My dude!
And was the next, you know, the next thing. Because obviously it happened with Brady. Once someone down, Brady came in, next man up. Right? It's all about the next man up with their system. Brady is not a system quarterback, don't get me wrong.
Okay, so I'm not questioning the system.
But what time do you cut him off if he's going to get injured?
I think the Patriots cut him off when they're ready to cut him off. Because they know.
It'll be a mutual agreement.
It'll be mutual, just like
the media at least makes it sound like it.
But Brady's not going anywhere else.
Listen, dude, just listen. Joe Montana mutually decided to separate himself from the 49ers, who, by the way, he went to the Hall of Fame with. Played Kansas City.
There's no question Brady's going to the Hall of Fame. He's already
in the Hall of Fame. Tom Brady idolized Joe Montana. He grew up in California. He wants his career want to emulate Joe Montana. So in that respect, let me just finish point. So in that respect, if Joe Montana could go to a different team and play, it's okay for me to do it because Joe did.
But, the Patriots' O-line does a great job of defending him. Is he viable with another team that doesn't have the same...
I'm saying he's cocky enough to go to a different team.
What he told me is Joe Montana went from the NFC to the AFC. So Tom Brady's in the AFC. So he's hoping that if the Patriots let him go, then he signs to Chicago.
I would not wish that upon him at all. I would not wish that upon him.
And he'll be dead within a year.
Because he would die after like game 3.
I mean, he's in Boston, so I mean that's already a tough city.
He's like, whoa, I have to run? I don't understand.
No. I gotta run away from everyone that's trying to tackle me.
These guys are gonna
Speaking of who's trying to tackle me.
Oh shit,
Steve is right. So let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts. And I know that we usually start with the Bears because it is Princess and whatever. Bears on a bye, so we're going to give them a second just to breathe for the light.
Yeah, let's get all up in that Colts.
Let's get down and dirty with the Colts because this shit is fucking crazy.
So we're already like past the fact that my prediction for the year is gone.
Oh yeah, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
You had them at 13-3, they've already lost 4. Your shit's fucked.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah.
What is the problem in Indianapolis? And I will continue to prolong the question because it is kind of crazy.
But I already answered it.
So one, who's at fault here? Is it the owner? Is it the GM? Is it the coach? Or is it the quarterback?
I just blame the whole team.
The first half, it's not one person's fault. We watched the game. The first half, they looked great.
Who did?
Colts did.
First half of what game?
Last week?
Oh.
Saints game?
No. Patriots
first half
game.
Oh, the
Patriots.
I was like, Steve, no, they didn't.
But no, listen to me, though. They looked great in the first half of the Patriots game.
Because
they played with their opponents, and all of a sudden they tried to do some trickery and some tomfoolery. It didn't fucking work.
Shenanigans were ensued.
And then they come out against the Saints. It's throw a fucking egg on the field in the first half.
I'm sorry, it was 27-0 at halftime?
10-0 at halftime?
21-0.
At some point, it was 27-0.
Yeah,
at some point, it was 27-0.
Yeah, regardless. Whatever the fuck is going on with them, obviously, when they tried to do the onside kick, it didn't work. And then all of a sudden, Sean Payton was like, oh, you know what? Let me show you how this shit's done.
It was 20-0.
We
anyway.
Practiced it. This is what we do. You want to pull this shit on us? Guess what? We're going to pull the same shit and show you how it's actually done. Right. The Colts should stop fucking doing that bullshit unless they're actually practicing it in the offseason. Don't practice it during the season unless you're trying to actually get something done with that game plan and make it happen.
So
don't throw someone like fucking Rip Whalen did when they did a couple weeks ago to get it done.
That game was painful to watch.
Yeah.
It was painful to watch.
So
imagine how the fans feel.
Is that what it's like being a Bears fan?
It is.
Oh,
wow.
Sure. Except we never had the potential to Colts. Remember when you picked them at 13-3 and I picked the Bears to suck balls?
Yeah.
I'm still winning this.
King of Crap Mountain, yeah.
By a lot. And the Colts are still gonna make the fucking playoffs. It's so sad. It's so fucking
AFC South is so bad.
We are kings of shit, man.
I don't even want to talk about tonight.
I know you don't, but we have to bring this up. We do. Because, and I'll share my opinion, and you guys can disagree, so I won't ask any questions like I normally do. But I will tell you about my opinion is this. Ursa's already fucked up. We already know that, right? There's record of me online saying I know how easily hurt he is, right? I personally blame all of it on the team.
I don't agree with you on that, but...
I know you don't, but let me give you my rationale here. Is one, you knew your number one deficiency is your offensive line. And it has been since Andrew's been your quarterback.
Yeah.
Peyton
it always has been, right?
Peyton days,
Andrew,
too.
Andrew, and we were just talking about the Patriots and how great their offensive line has been. The issue is, since Andrew's been quarterback, your issue has been offensive line. So why are you trying to get him more toys or more, you know, what you think are toys? Frank Gore, Andre Johnson, T.Y. is the number one, which I absolutely never agreed with. T.Y. is not a number one wide receiver. Fucking bullshit that they even paid him like that. I never agreed with him.
Wait, didn't he help me beat you last week?
He did. We still are 3-4, though.
Scored both our touchdowns last week, too.
We were still 3-4. And my point is this. If there's any blame that needs to be passed on to anyone at this point, it's got to be on the GM for not orchestrating a better game plan to get better players to protect Andrew. Now, the only question I have about
the bets, he has made some great off-season requisitions. His drafting has not been great, and I blew him up last week.
He did.
But, you know, we're just going back and forth on this. You got Trent Cole coming in. That's a great sign. He's got a couple other great signs. I mean, Frank Gore coming in.
Perfect. If they used him right. Right? If they used him right.
If they actually fucking used him. If they actually fucking used him.
So... something has to change. Something has to change.
My prediction is, I'm going to go ahead and just count the bag.
Do it. We did it earlier. Fuck, we're on air. Do it now.
We're going to lose Carolina next week on Monday. Ryan Grigson is fired on this. Or, Chuck and Goddard. 2-1.
So, Megan, why do you think it's Chuck?
Just because the season has been so bad. I mean... It's been building to this point. I think he's going to be the one to go. I think they're going to make him the scapegoat.
They're looking at Arizona and seeing what Foster has done.
Arians, I mean?
Bruce Arians, sorry. I'm thinking Foster because he went down. I'm like, fuck, that's in my mind for when we talk about later or whatever.
I don't think they're going to... Bruce
Arians, like, when he left, it's like our entire offense left with him. So I think that... there's somebody that's going to be to blame. Obviously, he's the scapegoat of Chuck Pagano. He knows it. When he talked about it this week, he said, you know, I'm just happy to be here another week, and we're going to put it all out there.
So is there any blame on...
There's not a lot of movement to it.
I'm still going to let you in my opinion. But any blame on Andrew?
That's why...
Is there any blame on Andrew?
I would blame too, yeah. I mean, it's the entire team. It's not one individual in the organization. It's
granted he's taking
it's the entire organization.
But he still needs to play better.
But here's a legit question. So the talk of the offseason right now, or coming into offseason, Jim Harbaugh coming back into Indianapolis as head coach. Why the fuck do we want to rebuild Stanford?
Right. You already got Stanford here.
Pat Hamilton doesn't work. Doesn't work here. Why the fuck do we bring Jim Harbaugh back in? Granted, he was a great NFL coach, and players play for a player's coach. You understand? It's all good. Pat Hamilton is not the guy here. Please give up that hope.
Agreed. And let me bring this back. And no, we're not going to talk about this forever, so keep us on track.
It doesn't.
Snow's paying attention anymore. Has the NFL figured out Andrew? Or is it that Andrew is just in a slump? Because I personally think the NFL may have figured out
Andrew. He's finally in a slump. You know, you talk about a sophomore slump. He never went into that.
No,
he never did.
He didn't. So he's at a 40.
He's at a senior year slump.
We're making shit up at this point. So here's my opinion on all this, right? So one, Gregson fucked up. He fucked up by not getting every offensive lineman that was as good as every Patriot offensive line has ever been.
But
for the potentially next generation quarterback,
the Patriots built their organization off of first round picks and second round picks.
They
built it off of six round picks.
So recruiting sucks. Who owns that? GM.
GM's a defensive mind GM from Philly, though. I mean, he built all of that defense. He brought them all in from Philly.
How are they doing?
Well, currently they suck. But back then, when he was the GM of Philly, the defense was awesome.
Yeah, but
that's valid.
You can have players on a team that work well together.
Their defense wasn't fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Bring them to a new team, and they can't play in the team dynamic.
I just know
completely changes the picture.
A lot of the offseason picks have been from Philly. We're getting all of Philly's leftovers.
What's sad to me about all this, and we're not going to beat a dead horse, and I don't know, but what kills me about all of this,
that there?
Because I've already conceded. Is 11-5. Lost the wild card. Won the second round. Lost the AFC Championship. And Chuck Pagano
first and third.
And that's sad.
Yep.
Because it's not his fault. Chuck, I hope you like Miami, brother. Because you're going to be living out South Beach. Because you're going to get hired somewhere else.
Yeah.
And the Colts are going to get, you know who the Colts are going to get? Some coordinator.
Yeah. They're not
somewhere else. They're not getting a big name. They're not.
You get a big name offensive coordinator for our offense, not the head coach. We need somebody to act.
You know Peyton Manning to retire at the end of this year. Peyton come back and be the OC for Andrew Luck. And you guys will figure it out.
That'll never happen in a million years.
No, hell no, it's not going to happen. But that's the pipe dream we're talking about, right? Like, that's what we're talking about. And it's sad, because I like Chuck. You know, I do, but...
RBI
Chuck ain't last.
Chuck
ain't last.
We got what, 3-game losing streak right now? Well, we're gonna go into a 3-game losing streak.
Chuck ain't last.
I think it's over here. Someone's Jeff, we're gonna go right into game day.
We are,
and we're gonna try to cut this down a little bit because last week there were so many fucking terrible games. There's no point in wasting our time and your time listening to some of these games.
I agree.
There's no point. So let's get right into the fucking meat. We're going to go to fucking Miami, New England.
Wait, before we do that, we want to make sure that everyone wants to hear our picks, right?
Yeah.
On our website,
PrinceSaysPodcast.com. All of our picks will be there. My picks versus Steve, so you can follow us and know who's, you know, who's winning and who's not. Usually me. But those are going to be there.
Let us know if you want Jim's over-unders.
Let us know. Let us know.
It's kind of a debate that we've had going on today. So.
Exactly. Everything about the website. So we want the website to be home base.
Let us know what you think.
Everything about it on the website. So, so as Steve said, we're going to spend more time on games that we actually care about.
Yep.
We're going to pick all of them, but we're going to talk more about the games we care about. And the first game that we care about, Miami, New England.
Yeah.
Why do we care about this game? Vegas in here, off recording, she was like, why do we give a shit about this game?
Well, we already talked about Tom Brady wanting to play another game.
We did.
And we wanted to bring up the fact that Miami scored 42 points in the first half. I mean,
that's what we want to talk about. So cool. Is Miami legit under Campbell?
Not yet.
They're 2-0. They look good.
This will get them in maybe the conversation of being legit-ish.
Yeah.
If they can put up a decent game against
New England. Now the Jets did put up a decent game.
We knew the Jets were legit. We knew that.
Yeah, they still didn't win.
New England's defense
didn't
win.
They didn't have to win. We didn't. Nobody picked them to win. But they still put up a decent game against them, dude.
So the reason why you highlight one of the, like, of the games that we highlighted, and so everyone knows, we picked six games to highlight, and this is one of the six games. The reason why we picked this is Miami always plays New England's home, regardless of who's coaching in the first half. Now I understand this game is
now Miami's a wild card. We don't know what the fuck's going to be out of Miami.
We don't. And Landry, Jarvis Landry, is the fucking truth. Tell me I'm wrong.
No.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I am.
Why? Why am I wrong?
Dante Freeman is the truth.
Wow.
Well, because he's on both my fantasy teams. Sorry.
Which he didn't score a touchdown last week, though. He still ran for a million yards.
I do think that the Dolphins present
still be jealous,
a different...
Though.
I'm mad he did it against you.
I think they present a different challenge. And honestly, here's what I'll say about the Patriots. And we're all the Patriots. We all are.
Yeah.
Right? We'll just pull the pick out right now. All of us. Unless Megan is different.
What do you think is the final score?
What I think the problem is...
What's the final score? That's what I just asked you.
Oh, the final score?
Yeah.
That's not my game. I think the Patriots cover the spread.
All right.
I think the Patriots cover the spread. But what I think is interesting is the Patriots haven't actually beat anything that we didn't think they could beat. They play some shitty teams. Pretty easy road.
I'll give that.
Jets, their schedule is coming up now, so we'll see how it goes.
Is this the start of their schedule?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. It really is.
Oh, wait a minute. So back to week one, when you were on the Bills, and I was on the Dolphins.
Yeah.
So nobody circles the wagons like Jim's Buffalo Bills. But have you circled the wagons on Buffalo now and gone to the right team to be a part of?
Here's the thing. Miami looked great last week. Yeah, but 44 points? That's what 44 points.
This is what they should have been doing in the first place.
No, they shouldn't.
If they played...
Yeah, they should. Well, they played a shitty-ass team. They played a shitty team.
If they played any other team this week, do I think that they would win exponentially?
No.
Yes. Against New England?
No.
No.
Patriots are favored by 8. They covered or no?
Yeah.
They're in New England and they're covered 8, is it?
Yeah, I think they cover it.
I do too. But Steve, he's our boy. This, he's trying to give you a little bit of credit because I'm done circling the wagons.
I know. That's why.
I'm done. We talk about this shit Sunday. Me and Steve are hanging out watching football, and he was like, "Dude, you saw the Bills? Yeah, fuck the Bills," is what I said. and exactly. Yeah. No. Dolphins don't cover, but I don't know, man. I think the Dolphins are kind of doing their thing. Jarvis Landry.
I play him tough.
Jarvis Landry's legit.
I think it'll be 26-20.
26-20. Dolphins?
Dolphins.
You're taking the Dolphins.
Not the win. I'm taking them in the spread, but...
Oh, I see what you say. Okay, I guess.
All right, there you go. Man, I got like 42-34. It's going to be a high scoring game.
32-34? Like, that's not like
42-34.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I was like, they're not covering the spread.
There's no defense on either side.
All right, so
good news is that shit's Thursday, so we.
We'll know.
Here
in 2 days. So,
sorry,
in 1 day, in your case,
you listen to. Yeah, we're flying through right, the next one. Detroit, Kansas City, no one gives a shit. I got Detroit. Who you got?
Kansas City.
You got Kansas City. Who you got?
Kansas City.
Yeah, fuck off. I win.
So, right.
I got Detroit if anybody cares.
All right.
Yeah. Snow's agreeing with me.
No one cares.
Beth may have told them that.
Who gives a shit about that game?
Atlanta, Tampa Bay, we don't give a shit about either. Atlanta. We're all in.
Baltimore, San Diego. You know, famous James Winston looked really good last week.
He did. He did. Fuck off. We're taking a second for this now. You know why? You know what? I feel bad for Baltimore.
I'm kind of with you on this.
Four West Coast trips?
Yeah.
Already?
They've been destroyed.
And that bullshit that happened last night with the fucking picks and everything else? Like, with the refs, and we were talking about it, so we're not getting into all of that. But the Ravens are not a 1-6 football team. They are not. And anyone that tells me that's different is fucking retarded. Sorry, Mom, I used the word.
I think they have the shittiest.
Sorry, babe. They have the what? I'm sorry?
100% shittiest schedule.
It was terrible. And they were. So I read this. It was the first six games. Within 6 points. Never happened.
Yeah.
That was the Ravens.
It's just one of those. It's just one of those awkward years. We've got 5-6-0 teams right now.
The Ravens are not that bad.
Like,
the Ravens aren't that bad.
Like, this is an awkward season. Something's going on. Referees, whatever we want to say. Conspiracy theories, yada, yada, yada. What about the fucking battle for Los Angeles?
Yeah, so I knew you were going to bring that up. So, I'm on the Raiders, dude. I'm on the Raiders. And I'm on the Raiders because not this year, not next year, but when Peyton officially turns into Frankenstein,
you think the fucking Raiders are going to take over the fucking AFC West?
I do.
Wow.
I'm on car, dude.
That's one of those five-year bets.
I'm on car, dude. They show Amari Cooper.
Tell me he's not good. He'll be good, but not great. Amari Cooper is going to be great.
Right. And tell me that Derek Carr throwing him the ball in 2 years isn't going to be one of those things that we say, you know what? Yeah, this is good. The Raiders are turning the tide.
Is that because of Amari Cooper?
I think it's
Cooper. Turning the tide. I'm going for the Alabama thing, but, you know.
I know, and I'm on Derek Carr. I think the Raiders went up. They were like up like 42-0 or some bullshit. I don't actually know. They were destroying,
especially after the game that the Chargers had a great game against the Packers. Great game,
and then they laid a fucking egg on the Raiders.
Well, they put everything on the field against the Packers, which is understandable. I mean,
you don't look past
6-0 team, dude.
You don't look past your fucking competition.
You play it at home.
You don't play past it.
Yeah.
I mean, on the Raiders. That wasn't even the game that we were talking about.
All right, so now.
So I take Baltimore, clearly.
I'm with Baltimore on this one.
100% Baltimore.
I actually take Baltimore, too.
That's confirmed Snow's pick.
Who was my choices?
Baltimore.
San Diego. Baltimore.
Oh, apparently Baltimore.
He's in.
All right,
we're
so
flying
here we go.
Through some shit yet or no? Where
yeah.
are we at?
Oh. Minnesota.
Chicago.
Oh, I finally get stuck with the Bears. I know everyone that loves me is like, why are you not talking about the Bears?
Be
the reason why I wasn't talking about the Bears
bye
was because we were in a bye week.
No.
And nothing really crazy happened. Nothing crazy happened. So cool. Bears at home, Minnesota. Bitches, we go 4-4. I'm taking the Bears. Fuck Minnesota. No. Bears figure this shit out. Bears figure this shit out.
I'm taking Minnesota.
I mean, I'm with you. I'm taking Minnesota. I'm
taking Minnesota.
You guys all suck. Like, I want to go for Chicago.
You do, but you
I want to go just for you on general purpose alone.
I've seen this movie. I know how it ends.
A lot of the Bears fans that I know listen to this. But there's no way. Like, I'm going to go against my number one draft pick, Adrian Peace.
Wow.
What score are you
your
thinking?
Defense.
No.
Minnesota.
Now it's got to be fantasy.
Bears will be 31, Minnesota 27.
Wow.
30,
no.
Bears 31.
Bets says Minnesota.
No, 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 you didn't.
No, that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Bears 31.
No,
Bears
31.
31.
27.
This is why I love Beth.
All right. I got Minnesota.
Can we just switch Beth with Snow?
How crazy is this game
you
got to be to
you
get 31 points?
Yeah. You know what, though? We're at home? Fuck you. Listen.
28.
Bears are going to figure this shit out. They're playing better. We're going to spend a little bit of time talking about this because I didn't get to talk about the Bears. And we're going to talk about the bullshit that's going on in Indianapolis for as long as we did. Fuck that. Look, the Bears should have beat the goddamn Lions. And it wouldn't happen if it wasn't for the bullshit with the officials who you talked about a ton. Right?
I agree. All that.
Bears are going 4-4,
mm-hmm.
simply for the fact that they're going to be at home, coming off of a bye.
2-4.
I'm sorry, 3-4.
Yeah. Yeah. One day they might be 4-4.
I'm done. A little optimistic. I understand.
All right. I'm still a bit of a loop.
He's repressed a lot.
Honestly, I think they figured out in the bye. I'm telling you, I don't know what the line is, but.
Right now, it's a pick 'em right now. It's Tuesday, so. Vikings are 4-2. 5-2 of this game.
The Vikings are 4-2? What is happening in this world?
I told you, dude. Like, this is an upside down year, dude.
Go Bears! Go Bears!
Don't worry. Clearly. Well, actually, all right. You know what I'm going to say real quick? Because I know they'll lose when I say this. Bear down.
Oh. That's very mean.
Hey, I need my boy Adrian Peace to give me some points, dude. I need points.
Yeah, points.
It's fantasy. Everybody sucks. All right,
here's another quick game we're going to pick. I'm assuming
Arizona
and Cardinals that we're all in Arizona.
Even though Cleveland looked really good, but I still go Arizona, yeah.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona.
All right, so here's kind of an interesting thing to talk about, even though it's a... To me, he's a pick-up.
Is it interesting because we don't actually care?
Tennessee versus Houston.
Maybe you guys
care.
Oh,
my God.
I really don't because the AFC South is shit right now. So let's
worst division in 10 years,
well,
AFC South.
Let's talk about, I already mentioned Arian Foster.
Yeah.
He's done. Now, Ryan Mallett just got released today because he's a fucking idiot.
Hey, Ryan Mallett, wake up for your alarm. Hey, Ryan Mallett, get someone else to wake you up. The stripper you were sleeping next to should have woke you up. You fucking retard. You were never getting a job again because you couldn't wake up to a goddamn alarm.
Well, when we skip,
good for you.
We skip past,
move on.
We skip past this, but Johnny Manziel's issue. You skip past this, so what's better about Ryan Mallett than Johnny Manziel?
Johnny Mallett's got a bigger name, Ryan Mallett, like, done shit.
All right, so, I mean, what's so much different than waking up past your alarm or being an alcoholic, as in Johnny Manziel?
So Johnny Manziel, I'm so glad you brought this up. So Johnny Manziel went to rehab, tried to protect himself, fix himself, and do a... Like,
I mean,
on paper,
it was
all
it was a cover, yeah.
Probably, on paper. No,
probably found
right?
Jeebus, it's
paper.
Fine. Yeah.
Ryan Mallett just can't wake up from the alarm clock.
We've all been there, right?
I mean, when you have a flight gym and you're going somewhere else to play for another, play for your own team.
Yeah. I'll let you finish the question.
You've
right.
got, you got, you got at least a day in advance to get there. How do you sleep with your alarm to miss that? Like, you don't you want to wake up, like, you know, 4 hours in advance to say goodbye to your family? Like, what the fuck, dude?
What is wrong with this guy? He missed a practice, right? And that made a big deal, right? Because Brian Kelly was like, now we don't do that.
There could be more to that situation that we're aware of.
I hope that he's a drug addict. Because all he has to do is wake up to his alarm to collect, I don't know, a couple million dollars. Right? Is that what we're talking about?
I would wake up early
for that.
$100,000? I'd still wake up.
Would you wake up? Your alarm needs to get up at 8. Wake you up at 8 a.m.
I wake up for $5 and a Snicker right now.
Make sure you get paid $100K.
Are you kidding?
Hey, Beth, make sure you get $5 and a Snicker.
Exactly.
You could be $1,000 and wake up at $5 in the morning.
I wake up for $5.
I'm fucking waking up.
At 4 a.m.
This motherfucker gave up how much money? You know what? Fuck you, Ryan Mallett.
Yeah,
I hope you don't get another job again. You disgraceful motherfucker. That's my opinion on this.
Agreed.
Do you want me to tie him into Johnny Manziel? Johnny Manziel beats his girlfriend, is a clear alcoholic.
Allegedly.
But he still shows up to fucking practice and doesn't miss his charter plane to go to Miami.
He's a punchable abuser.
Ryan Mallett gets on another team. I'm done.
Please like us on Twitter, Ryan Mallett.
I'm done. We'll talk about Lamar Odom fixing his wife situation by ODing on coke at a brothel. But you know what? He's still married now, and they're working shit out.
God damn
it. That's the fucking shit.
Apparently
it works. Never in your life around me bring up the Kardashians.
I'm sorry. Let's move on. But that was my ridiculousness about waking up for an alarm. Wake up for an alarm.
All right, so we're on to the garbage game of the Giants versus New Orleans.
I'm New Orleans. I'm sorry, Beth, anything different?
That's my choice.
She thinks New Orleans too?
She have no other choices. New Orleans it
New
is.
Orleans.
New Orleans.
Really excited for this next
New Orleans
pick.
Giants.
Oh, New Orleans.
All right, so yeah, Beth agrees.
I like
it.
All right, so the next pick.
Moving on.
One of us is really excited for.
The Bungles.
The Bungles.
Let's just let her set this up. Let's just let this let her set this up.
All right. So we're going in 6-0 against, you know, our conference rivals.
In Pittsburgh,
the only actual rivals that we have is the Ravens, with like shit this season. Going in 6-0 with no injuries, no significant injuries. I think Cynthia has it.
All right, so last
week you fucking
hold it. Okay, wait.
Well, last week we talked about the fact that Ben Roethlisberger was allegedly going to come back and play, and he's almost ready.
He's playing. 100%. He said he's ready to come back. Yeah. He feels great.
And you're still making the fumbles?
I think he's coming back first week. First week he's going to be rough. I still think Bengals. Even then.
No, will you do me a favor real quick? I'm sorry. We're going to spend a second on this. Pull up the rest of the Bengals schedule for me after this.
It's easy.
Because if they win this game, what she's telling me, I think,
they can go undefeated.
Get the fuck out of here. That is the most ridiculous thing that I knew you were going to say, and I was setting
Seriously?
It up. No, you gotta call that out. What is
ever.
Okay, so they got the Browns next.
Okay.
The Texans next. The Cardinals.
That's a fucking
at Arizona.
At Arizona.
That's gonna be a tough game.
The Rams. I think the Rams might play them hard.
Rams beat them. Go.
Browns. Steelers again.
Are they gonna lose two games in a row?
Steelers at Steelers
at Arizona.
Nope.
And then
Steelers is a home one. The 49ers they probably got.
Yeah.
Okay. Then they play at Denver against the Broncos.
That's the only game that I'm like.
And then
I'm sorry. What was the only game? Because I got like four games that you're fucking retarded on. But let me get the one game again.
Denver.
The one game.
Arizona, they're gonna roll over.
Even one that you're worried about.
Two, I'm sorry, I forgot Arizona. Arizona's gonna be
in St. Louis?
Denver.
I I think the Rams will leave with
you. Can I give you a little bit of experience on this?
All right, Mr. 11-3.
And they finish off with the Ravens, too.
I think our Colts to go 14-2 or 13-3.
I'm sorry, 13-3.
So you're going against three, maybe one.
11-5 is what you got. 11-5 is what you got.
I'm going to go 14-2.
Oh, my God. She's cut off.
Shot bet at the end of this shit.
All right, go.
I'm begging.
That's it right there.
I'm begging.
She's cut off. Clearly, she's had too much. She's had too much.
I will out-drink you any day.
She's got to be drinking. I'm not doubting that.
That's all right.
You're still nuts. 14-2
Bengals are going to lose, maybe against Denver, maybe against
Kitchen can be
this
fun.
This is kind of a rough pick for me to make.
I'm so glad we're recording this, because we're going to come back to episode, what are we at, 10?
10.
Episode 10, to listen to how ridiculous that shit was.
Well, the question that I had with picking this game was Ben Roethlisberger.
He's back,
and Antonio Brown is now back.
Because Roethlisberger
is back. I'm still on the Bengals just for the fact that they're on the momentum.
And here's the other thing.
The rough part that I have was Pittsburgh being home with Roethlisberger being back. Or being back.
That place is going to be electric.
Here's the thing with the Bengals and Pittsburgh. They tend to alternate. In any given season, they win.
This is in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so fucked.
Proper flux.
They win one, lose one every year. It seems like every year they win when they're at home. But this year is the first week that Roethlisberger is back. He's going to be rough. He's not going to be practiced with the team super often. He's not going to be up to snuff.
You know, he's played like
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's been off for 4 weeks.
He's practiced.
He's an all-pro quarterback.
All right, so we didn't mention this. I'm sorry. I want to get this on air just to make sure that we all know. It's reported and we're good. Steve's on Minnesota. I'm on Chicago. That's our shot bet. And I'm undefeated on that, by the way.
Oh, now you want to have multiple shot bets going on.
He doesn't mean to brag. He don't mean to brag, but you know.
I'm just saying.
This is going to be the first week that I've beat the shot bet.
I disagree. You still owe me the shot bets on this one. And now, Megan and I are doing a shot bet.
It's a side shot bet.
On the fact that you take the Bengals, you fucking homer. And I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going. Oh, it's you to shake my hand.
Oh, it's official now.
See it.
It's official.
It's not official.
No. It's
official now.
Shot bet. I got two shot bets. Mom, I'm sorry. I don't drink all these shots. I'm sorry, babe. But I do shots of water.
We're betting shots of water.
Oh, my God.
All right, moving on.
Steelers. No. I didn't actually pick my. Pick it.
Who'd you pick? Pick who I'm pretty sure you know.
Steelers. Go.
Snow, who you got?
Steelers, clearly.
Boom! Oh, now I'm fucked. The Snow picked
them. Yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
Bet the green.
Bet
the green. We're good. Where are we going?
San Fran, St. Louis. Quick one.
Can I go St. Louis?
Yeah, St. Louis.
St. Louis.
All right, yeah.
Where are we going next?
Yeah. That Jets against the Oakland.
This isn't one of them, is it?
No, but this is a good one to talk about.
You want to talk about it?
The battle for Los Angeles again? I mean,
the Jets are good.
But
I got Oakland.
Oakland played really well last week against a great team.
Oakland in 2 years will be legit.
I agree. But
Oakland looks good.
The Jets this year look really good.
The Jets
they played the Patriots really good last week. Now, the question is, you know...
Minute 13 left in the game. Hold on, Steve. Minute 13 left in the game. Jets have 3 timeouts. They go, we're going to save them. Why would you do that? Use the timeouts, get the fucking ball back quicker. Give yourself a shot.
Yeah.
Right? And that was different than that. That was different. I'm on the Jets.
Jets had several injuries, though, this week.
Well, it was all in for the Jets
against the Patriots.
Yeah.
In New England.
Jets are going to win the division. Jets are
a
wild card team.
Yeah.
I'm calling Oakland. I feel like Oakland looks good.
All right. So, hold on a second. Snow said Oakland. Let me double check with Beth.
I was going to go Raiders.
That.
I actually know who they are.
Yep. That's our football guru.
You guys can't tell.
What's more, Beth?
Oh, them? Let's go 25-19. 2019.
I don't know how that works.
Wow. Raiders, man.
All right. That is like our fucking boo.
Right? We're pulling odd numbers.
Is this the guy we replace Beth with Snow?
There's going to be some safeties and some field goals involved.
For March Madness when, yeah, those girls go for the colorful team.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Beth is our colorful team girl.
Listen, I know we're trying to move this along, but I was like, yo, Beth, let me get your phone number. Yes, no. I got the girl's phone number.
I'm all right with that.
I got some digits. If she put that shit in there, because all I'm going to be like is like, I'm going to take a picture of the March Madness bracket and be like, Beth, pick your shit. I'm going to bet all my money on it.
And team names.
Don't put team names on there. Just do the icon.
Yeah.
Just do the icon.
Just the pictures. And she's going to pick them. And I'm going to win this shit.
As long as I get my cut too, I don't care.
You don't need shit.
Hey, I don't. I will, but legally.
Seattle versus Dallas.
Oh,
I don't actually care about either. Seattle.
Yeah.
Seattle. I hate both of them.
Are you on Seattle? So
yeah, I'm going.
Romo's still like out for a while, right?
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's the one Cowboys.
Oh, wait a minute,
So Snow's changing his pick.
No, I stuck with Seattle, but she's going Cowboys.
And then he just got overruled.
Wow. Apparently. So I went
and now Snow
away.
Is on Cowboys. So we're going to go ahead and skip Sunday night for a second, and you'll understand why that's what we're doing. But Colts going to Carolina, Steve Mina.
Come on, Carolina.
You're on Carolina.
I'm on Carolina, dude.
As you should be. Talk enough about the Colts. Snow.
No, wait. Let's talk about Snow's grandma.
So Snow's grandma,
my grandma on it.
Is the most precious.
She's so awesome.
She's the most precious lady ever. We had to bring this up.
She gets it from me.
We go to her house. No. we go over there, and she's like, did you guys watch the Colts game? And we were like, well, yeah, we watched it.
That's where she was like,
yeah. Yeah. And she was like, at least they made me proud. They made me proud.
It's only a grandma could think.
Grandma, they didn't win, but at least they made me proud.
Grandma
Snow, we love her to death. Snow, who you got?
I still gotta go with my home team.
Of course you do, you fucking
home. I have to.
Snow's on the fucking Colts.
I'm on Carolina.
Damn reality.
I want the Colts to win, but
damn reality.
Like, you're in Carolina, I'm fucking at the ball. Superman's coming out, dude.
Maggie?
What you got?
Carolina.
Yeah, fucking Carolina, we're rolling.
Alright, so the last game. Football, this is kind of exciting to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this for a second.
Oh, wait. Let's do our shot bet.
Oh, we're going to do our shot bet. Pause for a second. We're not going to pause.
Congratulations.
We're going to pause.
Yeah,
because I'm undefeated in the shot bet.
10 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Or 9 weeks in a row, whatever.
Oh, now I got to talk again.
Whew. Stings the nostrils.
Alright. Mom, that was water, I promise. Alright, so the last game that we didn't pick was Broncos-Packers Sunday night. The reason we didn't pick it is we want you guys to come hang out with us. We're actually going to do a quote-unquote live podcast. It's not going to be part of the actual number, right?
Yeah,
we're at 10 right now. We're going to be at Bubba's 33 on 96th Street. Check the website for the address. We'll drop that. But Sunday, what we decided to do was we're going to hang out and we're going to talk shit during a 6-0 and 6-0 NFL game that hasn't happened on Sunday night since like 2007.
Yeah, we could start just talking about the accident of the two games before. We could might maybe do it during Sunday night football.
Like we don't actually know.
We don't know where we are at this point in time. It's Sunday. It's Sunday Funday.
We're going to have some fun with it. So come to Bubba's 33. Come check us out.
Snow has told
us that we're going to end up being on YouTube.
Yeah.
Which is a new thing for us.
We're going to watch Bears game, the beat up.
We are.
And then we're going to
our late games, the 4 o'clock games and on, we're going to be here. at Bubba's 33.
Oh, they got some decent drink specials, too.
What are the specials?
450 Bloody Marys and mimosas.
Hey, look, on a Sunday, you want a Bloody Mary?
Pretty good.
Steve and I do that on a reg.
Right. They got $6 Budweiser and Michelob Ultra Bubba.
Actually, you know what I was just told by Kenny? Kenny, where are you at? All domestics are $6.
Oh,
all right. Tall boy domestics, all of them. And I think they have an absolute special as well.
$5, absolute anything.
Whatever you want, right? So come check us out.
You want that absolute raspberry and vodka,
which is delicious.
Costa.
Yep.
Calling you out there, you get plugged out. And then $7.50 seasonal Bubba Dub, which are their large beers.
So Sunday's our coming out party. We've been around for a minute, but Sunday's going to be our coming out party. We're going to do this shit live. Please come check us out. You know, we're going to do this. We're going to post our episode, semi-episode, on YouTube. It's not going to actually be part of it, but we're going to talk about what happened during Sunday.
Yep.
And then we're going to commentate on a 6-0 Green Bay Packers team going into a 6-0 Denver Broncos team. See what's going to happen.
Our picks are live on our website. Right now.
They are. They are.
But we can actually talk about more in depth.
Exactly. PrincessPodcast.com. Go check out our picks.
Princess Live.
Yeah.
Going live.
We're getting bigger. And you know what? We're just going to end with this, right? Check us out. And I know that we have a Facebook and we have Twitter. What we ask you guys to do is just go to our website. Everything about us is on that website.
Links to the podcast, links to the Facebook.
You want to download the episodes? PrincessPodcast.com. Yeah, you want to download some of these episodes? That's where you go. You want to buy some merchandise? I'm wearing the first official T-shirt. I'm wearing it right now. It's something.
Buy a size up.
Buy a size up unless you're fat like me. Maybe you'll fit into it. But you know what, guys? Hey, we appreciate it. Here we are, episode 10. I don't think I could have fathomed.
How many downloads do we have now, dude?
It's still over 1,000. I don't know what the last number is.
We don't have to brag, but it's kind of a big deal.
No, we're not trying to brag. Hey, there's a Kickstarter coming. We got all kinds of stuff coming. And we just appreciate you guys listening. And when we all sat down and talked about this, who do you think we're going to get more than 2 or 3?
Right?
We're at 10. And we have 10.5 coming, and 11's already planned. So we appreciate it, and as always, Princess, bear down.